Leo. If I'm not mistaken, name's Leon here. Call us NC9B, North Carolina 9 Volt. And good morning to you, sir.
Is it NC9 Bravo, over?
Victor, 9 Volt.
C9 Victor, this is KO4LAO. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. I apologize. I got your call sign wrong. KO4LAO. That was LEO. I'm an ex-LEO. That's what I was asking. Well, good morning to you, sir. Hope you're looking forward to a good day. Hopefully I'm going to have a good one. I won't get too wet here, I hope.
A little rain here a little later in the day, but yeah, it's not a bad morning. Over.
Come on that in.
Yes, Jim, I'm up in Traveler's Rest. Over.
Yeah, I just came down the mountain here on 25, and I'm fixing to turn left onto 290. I work over there in Greer.
You up in Hendersonville?
Live in Hendersonville and commute back and forth usually about 2 days a week. I'm retired, and been retired about 4 years now, and I have a part-time gig up here in Greer.
Back for Silver at Stacks, and but I used to work in Hendersonville. I taught at North Henderson High School up there, if you know where that is.
I'm retired from Hendersonville PD, so I'm very familiar. I probably would recognize your face if I saw it. I retired there 23 years. Did a lot of work with the high school there, and saw they get great faces.
Tatham, Tater?
Oh, yeah. There's Tatum. Yeah, he was a good fella. I like him.
We ran the junior RTC program up here, and his son was in our program for a little while, and he was our resource officer. He was a great guy.
Great guy. There's a bunch of them over there, sheriff's office. I applied with them when I first moved up here, but the city hired me first. They says, well, what if the sheriff's office calls you before we do? I said, well, I'll give you my word. I will hold off on accepting any applications until I hear from y'all. And sure enough, they called me, so they picked me up before the sheriff's office did.
We used to do a lot of stuff downtown in Hendersonville, and it was quite a nice place to be, and enjoyed very much working with my kids and them being able to do community service activities in the city there. It was really nice, especially they do the parades and stuff, and you know, raise funds for different organizations. It was a great place to be.
Fond of Hendersonville. Being from Charleston, South Carolina, I guess. My father's in the Navy, so we traveled around a lot, but I finished up school in Charleston and then moved a little family up to Hendersonville to get out of the hustle and bustle of the big city. Best move we ever made. Love it. But thank you for your service. Being a school teacher sometimes can be rather trying, and you've had the opportunity to mold a lot of minds.
Honor, and it was great to meet a lot of the young kids in the community. And now and then, you know, you go up there and you'll run into somebody that used to be in your program, and you get to see what they've grown up to be. So it was quite an honor. And I guess that program's still going. We started it back in 2006, and I forget the colonel's name that runs it now, but he's got a good program going there at North. And then my partner that I used to work with, he's gone on to Buncombe County, but I think the junior RTC programs as a whole have gotten a lot smaller.
But something that warms my heart is my grandson. I guess with my daughter's oldest. He's in the ROTC there at North Henderson, and he loves it. He's actually, they did a presentation the other day of the, the flag presentation they did, and he enjoys it, loves it. I told him, I said, well, when you get out, I want you to go in the military, and he says that's what he wants to do.
Recruiting is up for the Army, the highest it's been in 15 years.
What a simple change in administration will do.
Hey, Hey, listen, NC9B, very pleased to meet you. I'm sure we'll see you on air. Do you know Patrick KO4HKX?
He's not listening, but yeah, he's a good friend of mine. He's a great A-plus fella. We like to go to the Hamfest and sit together and pal around.
Patrick and I got our licenses about the same time, and so we talk to each other every now and then. And he's down here, you know, selling tools and that kind of stuff. But I was chatting with him the morning the hurricane came through. Man, I just couldn't believe the devastation over.
I tell everybody, people ask me, when they find out I'm from Hendersonville, how are y'all doing and everything? And, you know, we were very fortunate. In fact, we only had two trees come down, and they were non-consequential. But I hate to tell them, that, hey, I'm fine, because there's so many other people up here that are not fine and still are not fine. So it's one of those rock and a hard place kind of things. But, yeah, a lot of devastation. And Patrick did a really, really jam-up job after the hurricane, I tell you. I got to help him a little bit, but I didn't help out as much as I really wanted to or could have.
He did. They did an awesome job those first few weeks, actually. And I was listening to the news yesterday, and they were saying that the rebuild for Western North Carolina is going to be the most expensive, just for one highway, the most expensive project that they have ever done. So it's going to be quite a while, I think, before they're able to get folks back on their feet.
People don't take into consideration the benefits of amateur radio, I'll tell you. I still don't know the outcome of this, but I was very fortunate to be involved in notifying rescue first responders, because there was no cell service up there, and they had a situation where their subject got a heart attack. They needed to get medical attention to them, and not only that, they could not get to them. They had to walk in on foot to get there, so it took them an hour to get to them after they were notified. But I just don't know the outcome of that. But I had a hand to play in it anyway.
Yeah, I was in a meeting the other day where they were saying that they realize amateur radio can be a great partner for a lot of the emergency services folks. So there's a new look at that whole service. So, listen, I've got to run. I'm almost at my destination here. And tell me your first name again.
Well, spelled backwards, Leon. Probably not too hard to remember. I'm not a lot of Leons out there, but that's my name. And November Charlie 9 Victor. Pleasure to make your acquaintance, Jim 73, and go to work. That's what we're doing.
Randall, good to talk to you this morning, and 73 to you as well. If you talk to Patrick, tell him Jim KO4LAO said hello. So take care, and I'll be off on your funnel.
I'll tell him. And you have a great day. Enjoy your breakfast. NC9B.
73, Jim, KO4HKX. I hear you.
How are you this morning?
Good. I was at my first stop. I was listening to you in the background. But good to hear you out there this morning. Hadn't heard you in a while.
Yeah. A lot of time on HF and not as much on VHF as I should have. But how's your contacts up there in Western North Carolina?
Making headway is about all I can say about it. It's been a slow process, and they're doing all they can do.
Presentation from a guy from North Carolina Public Safety Office the other day, and they were talking about reaching out to amateur radio service and how important it was, and folks are realizing that the kind of work that you guys did those first few weeks in North Carolina made a huge difference to a lot of folks over.
That they're waking up to that. I know they've gotten away from it because of some issues, but hopefully they're seeing that they can depend on us and we can fix those issues and get a system that actually works this time.
Well, nice to hear you, Patrick. As I totally on NC9 Victor there. But I'm almost at my destination, so I'll just say 73 to you. Good to hear you again. KO4LAO or KO4HKX, KO4LAO. Have a great day.
Good to hear you on here, and Be safe, KO4HK. And good morning again, Leon.
Head over to your next stop.
I got a few minutes here before I get to them, though.
A couple minutes before I make it to the office. And I'm supposed to be on time, 8 minutes, something like that. I'll make it. But, yeah. Enjoying the ride.
And, ham radio does make your ride go a little quicker and a little smoother, it seems like, for me anyway.
I believe I was already home yesterday. I got my tires done for my tractor, and I got my tractor moved out of the rain, so it's all tucked away in this nice little dry, cozy spot. And, it makes the ride a whole lot more bearable, that's for sure.
Done early yesterday, too. I was back up in Hendersonville, 3:30, somewhere in that neighborhood, then had to wait to go to the chiropractor appointment, so I was just sit out in the parking lot up there.
That's good. They picked up a new run. Comes out of, I guess down by Augusta Road. Comes up to Greer. I guess they're going to have us doing that, or have me doing that when I work after my normal run. So I won't be getting off quite as early as I usually do, which is good. Gives me an extra hour or two.
To drive down the mountain anyway.
$35 for this truck this morning.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll change here before long and start coming down some.
Yes, it will. I think everything's going to work out just fine. Sky is falling. Catch my drift.
I understand. And no, not yet. It's not. So. So what are they adding? What are you picking up on your new run?
They have me loaded out the back. So that's 41,000 pounds of some kind of powdered something other. Those big old giant bags. They don't pick them up with a fork truck. They have these little clamps that come out and clamp to them, I guess. And had my trailer filled up with those as many as I can take that not put me over my weight limit. They give me 1,000 pounds leeway.
He's picking up that one little box of stuff and a big old truck like that.
Yes, they were four little hand totes. That was funny. Oh, hey, keeps me busy. Although I'm getting paid, I don't care if I'm toting that or, 41,000 pounds worth. It's all a day's work.
Difference
in that is how I drive with it.
Require that, leaving a little more distance in there.
That's a lot more, only a little. And, right after 12 o'clock noon, and they break from 12 to 1 for lunch. I'm like, well, guys going to lunch. The lady says, just to let you know ahead of time, the guys going to lunch. I don't think you'll get that back there before then. I said, okay. I'll back, drove over there. Backed up with the doors open, backed up with the dock, sat there prepared to wait. Guy comes over to fork truck, says, I'm gonna load you right now. I'm like, wow, okay.
They may keep one person on during lunch or something, you never know.
I don't know who they had before, but I think this may turn out to be a permanent thing. Because, while you do a good job, it's hard to find a good trucking company that's gonna keep, regular schedule and be on time and be regular, all that kind of weight, knowing that the equipment's not going to break down on you.
Dependable in that is a big deal because everything is just on time anymore.
Greer, who was receiving, she says, oh, wow, you're early. Thinking to myself, gee, I wonder what time the other guys were coming. Getting early, right?
I know. Same as mine. If you're on time, you're late.
Should have been there 5-10 minutes earlier, right? NC9B.
That's the way I feel about it. That's why I try to keep this tour route as consistent as possible.
Tuesday, is today the Berea day, or was that yesterday? I can't get your schedule straight.
Stuck on autopilot and knows where to go.
I dropped my truck, which I'm driving today, obviously, but I missed my wife's car just for the mere fact of the lane control. Letting just keep me in the middle of the lane without having to have your hands on the wheel. You'd be surprised how quickly you get addicted to that.
I don't know how I feel about it. I know what some of these creature comforts have done to people, and I can see that one going south in a hurry, too.
I'm going to take advantage of it. But it's a whole lot easier to peel a banana in a wife's car, I'll tell you that. Hey, I've taken my raincoat with me in the truck.
Good idea today.
And he was off the hook. 9 here to QT on Boyd Hampton.
It's amazing the difference in fuel prices around the area.
In the truck, it's Patrick. The truck is beside me, a Peterbilt. And a beautiful blue color, brand hammer new. Oh my goodness. That's what I like to have.
Is that payment?
Thousands sit next to me.
At my next stop. So, Leon, you be careful out there on the road today, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. If not, next time around, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
This truck next to me is killing my signal here. Sorry, until later. Have a great day. Stay dry. It's C9V.
9V, KN4, GTM.
Hey, D. Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm hanging in here, trying to stay dry.
Did you bring your raincoat today?
Stays in the truck.
And with his radio. Now, you're kind of macking at high cotton now.
It's nice being in the same truck every day.
I just crossed over Wade Head, but they got me starting an hour later today, so I guess I'm going to be starting at 7:15 and not 7. I'm running late. Whoops.
Snowballs in the rest of your day, right?
They had me do yesterday afternoon. They got me doing it again today, so. No early day off for me. The meat mother put the ham radio in the truck.
Good. You could use a couple more hours every day.
In the style she's accustomed. First job this morning.
For the Great Lakes.
Build the houses you'll never afford, right?
Dream, Kenny.
Hey. I was on the tractor yesterday and backed it up underneath the dry overhang and hopefully gonna hold air.
Oh, that's good.
In a little bit. Word of it'll get rained on, but I made it.
McDonald's, KN4 GTM.
At angles. NC9B.
I haven't eaten one of those either. It's one place I do not enjoy is Bojangles.
I'm not close to your favorite roadhouse, your Texas roadhouse. Tell me about the Tahoe. Did you get it all squared away? Drive it nice?
It's got a brand new front end, wheel bearings to everything, new tire rods, new everything.
For sure, she'll appreciate that.
The difference, but yeah, she's enjoying it, I guess.
Props, right?
Yes, I guess. You know how that is.
See some pulling work here, so let me run. I'll watch it a bit. NC9V. Have a great day, if I don't. I'm sure I will.
All right, Dad, it was good talking to you. KN4 GTM. Officer, I'll be talking to you soon.
NW4FCM,